The percentage of workers in industry and construction aged 40 or less in the Czech Republic is the highest in the European Union, statistics released by the Czech Statistical Office on Friday revealed. According to the data, roughly 904,000 people, 40 or under, worked in industry last year. The number, according to the office, dropped by almost 230,000 employees in the sectors between 1995 and 2011. In other statistics, the office confirmed that 1.35 million Czechs in the same age group, of a total 2.3 million 40 and under employed, worked in the service industry. That number is the second lowest in the European Union after Romania.
In its new economic forecast, the Czech National Bank has downgraded the GDP estimate for next year, expecting a rise of 0.2%, while the previous forecast counted on an 0.8% growth, the bank's governor, Miroslav Singer, said Thursday. This year, the central bank still expects the economy to contract by 0.9%, influenced by a significant slowdown in foreign demand and overall sluggish domestic demand. Next year, a gradual revival of foreign demand will be offset by the impact of public finance consolidation. Miroslav Singer added the country would only register a noticeable growth rate in 2014.
The debt of Czech households in September increased by 1.9 billion crowns, or around $1 billion, to reach the total of 1,145 billion crowns, according to figures by the Czech National Bank released on Wednesday. The debt of Czech companies in September rose by 16.6 billion crowns and amount to a total of 964.3 billion crowns. Analysts say that despite the increase, debt among both Czech households and companies remain the lowest in Europe.
This week, some 2,000 trade union members from a leading Czech mining company, Czech Coal, staged a protest outside the government building in Prague against a bill that will ban the expropriation of land for mining. The draft legislation has already been passed by Parliament and is to be signed into law by the President. The protesters said that the bill would lead to a decline in mining and to a loss of jobs, particularly in the economically depressed region of northern Bohemia. The environmental group Greenpeace, however, accused the protesters of promoting the interests of Czech coal management, as they did not react, for example, to massive layoffs by the firm in the past.
A new health insurance directive for 2013, which will cap the salaries of doctors and health workers, was revealed by Health Minister Leoš Heger this week. Mr. Heger expressed regret over the plan, but said the system was running on a deficit which had to be eliminated. The directive also limits healthcare expenses and obliges individual health insurance companies to spend only the amount they levy on health insurance payments. The move is in breach of last year's agreement between the ministry and doctors' unions, according to which the salaries were to grow by 10% next year.